Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your corporate pension is with Zurich. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.
Ireland's young LGBTQ1+ population is experiencing significant mental health challenges, according to new research published just today. The findings show that mental health and well-being have declined amongst the community since 2016. The Being LGBTQ1+ in Ireland research highlights the issues faced by younger age groups and the transgender and gender non-conforming communities. The report was conducted by a team of researchers in TCD, in association with Belong To. And to discuss the findings, I'm joined by Agnes Higgins, who's professor in mental health in the School of Nursing and Midwifery in Trinity, who led the team, and by Monine Griffiths, CEO of Belong To. You're both very welcome indeed to the programme. Agnes, I might turn to you first of all. You might give me a little bit of background to the research.
Well, thank you for inviting me on. And before I give a background, I just want to say a big thank you to the people who participated in the study and that shared their experiences with us. The Being LGBTQI in Ireland study is a sequel to the study that we published in 2016. And we were tasked, I suppose, with two things, was to look at the mental health and well-being among the LGBTQI community and compare and see what had happened in the meantime in terms of mental health and well-being, and also to look at the public attitudes to LGBTQI people within Ireland.
Okay, and the main findings then, what stands out or should stand out for all of us listening?
I think that the main findings is that while we have seen much progress has been achieved for the majority of LGBTQI people over 25, the findings of the report continue to highlight a significant proportion of those under 25 years of age are struggling with their mental health and supporting significant mental distress and psychological distress. So, for example, for the participants between the ages of 14 and 18, you know, 40% of those reported experiencing severe or extremely severe symptoms of stress, 50% reported severe or extremely severe symptoms of depression, and we had up to 66% in terms of with anxiety. And then when you looked at the reported rates in relation to self-harm, 72% had reported had self-harmed, and within the immediate year through the study. So it wasn't kind of a historical. And 77% had reported suicidal thoughts, and 33% of those participants had made a suicide attempt.
My God, that's really distressing, isn't it? It's shocking. Public attitudes then, Agnes, is there anything of note there?
I think that in the public attitudes, while we saw certainly a significant positive shift in attitudes towards from 2016, attitudes towards people who identified as lesbian, gay, and bisexual. In one of the surveys that we did, which was very much focused on attitudes to people who from transgender and intersex communities, and of course they were also a group that had significant mental health challenges. Okay. When we compared them to the people who identified their cisgender peers in the study.
Can I bring in Monine Griffith, if I may, at this point, because the clock is against us. CEO, yes. Belong To. What's your reaction to this study, Monine?
Well, as you said, it was very shocking, particularly when it comes to young people and trans and gender non-conforming communities. But for those of us who work on the front line, supporting LGBTIQ plus young people, not surprising. We know that young people in general in Ireland have really, their mental health has taken a nosedive after COVID. But even if you compare 14 to 18-year-olds with the general population, LGBTIQ plus young people with the general population, they were three times more likely to experience severe anxiety, depression, stress, and self-harm, and five times more likely to attempt suicide. So it's not just COVID. We think that from what they've told us is that, you know, post-marriage equality, we told them it's safe to come out now, we support you, it's okay to be LGBT, and they did in their numbers. The number, the average age of a young person coming out mm-hmm. has decreased since 2016, it's now 14, but 15 it seems to be the big number in terms of when the young people who responded to the survey attempted suicide for the first time. And I think that we have to look at the rise in hate speech online and in some cohorts of the media and offline as well in schools and in communities where young people are being bullied, they're being attacked, and their very existence are being debated mm-hmm. in terms of, you know, especially trans and gender non-conforming young people.
Yeah.
So these are the kind of things that we really, as a community, need to take, be aware of and take action
yeah.
to stop it. It's well, having it's killing our young people.
Well, it's a topic we're definitely going to come back to and quite soon as well. Monina Griffith, CEO of Belong To, and Professor Agnes Higgins, Professor in Mental Health at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you very much indeed.